Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. Whilst you are also standing, it's John the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verses. Everybody looking amazing. I can see very nice outfits. Good, good, good. Everybody is looking beautiful. John chapter 12 verse 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Asankronwa yi yini yuhani nsumpitra. Yedio no, enia diyo no baako, mien tiyebra diyasa.
Na hila fubio wana oba aso obe sori afashe na sinimu. Eno oba Filipo ufi Bethsaida ewe Galilea nonchen. No bekachwe nisi urua, yepesi yuhunu Yesu. And about Philip, if we beside the Galilea non chain, or because Chinese Ura, you perceive who he is.
All right, for this Sunday, let me try and wrap this particular scripture up because I just feel, you know, we have not really exhausted it. So, Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 24 to the 27 verses. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 27. The Bible said, then said Jesus to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. And let him take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange of his own soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works." I will read the whole text again. This is a very interesting particular scripture. I have, you know, in my own private closet and study and waiting upon the Lord, I have tried to be reading this, you know, text. And the more I read it, the concerning it becomes. I will want you to follow carefully. Don't let it be just one of the texts in church. I pray that you will shift from religiosity and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Don't just go to church. Don't follow the proceedings and sequence of the church. You didn't come here to just join the numbers. Do not follow the things in church as a religious routine or a ceremonial routine, but let everything that comes from the pulpit, because the Spirit of God is working, not human manipulations, not human projections. I'm telling you the heart of God. See, that's why we will love you to come, everybody, to come with a Bible. That's why we will even love the people who are watching on television and in the house to be following with Bibles. TNA can so that the scripture will make meaning to you, essence and real relevance and significance to you. I want everybody to understand that when you come into this particular place, anytime you come and enter into this place, Hebrews chapter 12 come into picture. The church is not a joke. And for you, very serious when they go to the American embassy and go to the British embassy. They don't even want to cough so that the people will get offended and refuse them visas. They come to church and they take it very loose and very frivolous. We chew gum as if we are in the jungle. We get lost fidgeting with our phones. Yet we are in the presence of God. And that is why when I go to church, I don't want to be sitting next to people who are talkatives. I have come to a serious business. And I come with a notebook. I come with a pen. I get serious with God. Except Christ, so I'm not taking it serious. Except that what Jesus did on the cross does not mean too much to you. Then you will come to this place with a sexy magazine. Because a lot of people are not serious. They come to church and they are scouting out who is the latest girl that I can be running. Who be the next hot chick? I dumped Padua here last week. Make I see, say, I go find this hot chick, Erica. I dey run her. You dey run Erica in church? Oh, a second. You dey run Erica in church? The days when people went to church. The days when people went to church and it was just, you know, a facade. There was a face. It was a human ideology. It was a routine. It was a tradition. So those days are over. You see, those days are come into you. Those days are now we come to see Jesus. We want to see the parabolist. We want to see the miracle worker. We want to see the healer. We want to see the bridge builder. We want to see the heart fixer, the mind regulator. We want to see the covenant keeping God. We want to see Jesus. We want to see the bread of life. We want to see the living bread. We want to see Jesus, the bread that comes from heaven. We want to see Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father. Let everybody hear. The Christians should hear. The Muslims should hear. The Hare Krishnas should hear. The Buddhists should hear. The atheists should hear. No man comes to the Father. Except it's an exception. Daniel, don't compromise the word. I'm talking to the preachers now. Don't bend the scriptures to suit anybody. If anybody is offended, they can bend the sea. Me Kenya me agree natural. We be casual too. From where I catch it? Can scripture actually where now? You know, hanyen vakwa. You know, suffer the me preaching. Kawani evam preaching. Monamba ye. Why be em nanke wa hide ni preaching? Yeah. Me Kenya me agree natural. Take your pettiness somewhere. You're talking the heart of God and the mind of God. The Bible said the engrafted word of God is able to save your soul. James chapter 1, verse 21 to 25. The engrafted word makes you a doer of the work. Am I assembling your four? Metina mama me show kaba any city side and me show tadia. Actually, woman is a phono. God has given me a mandate to bring sanity and order to the body of Christ. I am not playing churchianity. God has given me a national mandate over this nation to warn this nation and intercede for the nation. And that is why we don't joke with it. We speak to government. We speak to the populace. We speak to every Timemuni. We tell you that God is, the heart of God is after this nation. You can't run it any way you want to run it. You can't leave at it any way you want to leave it and go sit in church and expect the miracles of God to happen. It ain't going to happen, baby. If we come into this place and we are hearing the mind of God, you need to be very attentive. Very, very attentive. Look at the seriousness. I use the embassy for example. Mr. Chris, look at the seriousness. If the embassy gives you 6 o'clock, you'll be there at 5. Because you don't want them to close the gate and leave you outside. If the embassy gives you an appointment, it's 20 feet. Let's say that something very emergent happened. Your mother dies. Your father dies. Something happened. And then you can't make it for 20 feet. You cannot go there and say, can you reschedule the appointment? You can't say that. You cannot tell the British embassy, because my mother died, can you make it 26? They don't care about your mother's death. That is how cruel their hearts are. Kenya me again, actually. They won't say that. Your appointment is over. Your money is gone. Embassy for Abiba Kuruma, you know, no. Na me be power mohobre. Me be power mohobre. Not yet, Tinkomo. I am going to seek an appointment with the foreign minister of the Republic of Ghana and talk to Honorable Sherry Ayokobochi. I want to talk to you, Honorable. Say, Yakobisa, my amaso. Say, Ghana, one more Baha, Jumasani, did you?
Wobu,
Yemobroni, and the Mamen Cabro for Nomonte.
Somebody
is Misra, one piece, a Mamma Broni, Chrono, Frisaway, Mobroni.
One piece, a Mohiani, Chrono, Frisaway, Hieni. Namabesu, see Ambassy, Okromaha. And these people extort money from miserable, poor people, poor Ghanaians. Deliberately, you deny them visas and take their cash.
And you expect me to speak kindly to you?
Moya wudifwa! Kenya miyagina chirema!
And I'm going to write a petition to the Honorable Minister. I know they will not even consider my petition because they are one with these embassies.
Tiani Americano!
Because we say gospel no. Why here? Would you say about the religion?
The church
has gone beyond that. Or the church is far beyond that.
We ain't afraid of you, baby. Keep your visas. We're telling you the heart of God and the mind of God. And I'm telling from the American embassy, British embassy, German, all embassies, God will judge you. Bring a camera, let me speak to them. God will judge you.
Whether you believe in him or not, that's not the point. And our government look at it unconcerned. Because they bring it back to us as grants and loans.
Ghana!
I'm telling you, Ghana!
I'm telling you!
Spoken the mind of God to them.
Ah, hi, Dinza. Mutie. Mubeti.
Mubeti. Pa. Beti. Scripture and crying came here. King Kai.
And I used to sing a singer for the same.
A fine who King Kai.
But your man.
A fine one, I'm best making Kai. King Kai.
And I used to sing a singer for the same.
Yes, we catch a singer for the
same. So you pursue Dimitri.
Ubia or pursue Dimitri.
Manon Panuichi.
Send Panaman Panuichi.
No man a senior.
Upejana senior.
No Dimitri.
Omana Dimitri.
No bureau person in a crown.
Embassy for Mon Panuichi. Let them deny themselves. You say you go to Anglican, you go to Methodist.
Deny yourself! And be kind to each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. Adia Yadiyawa Enyo Dano and Vanyunia.
I want to talk to you. Tell you, King of Babylon.
No be our person in the crown.
Be our person in the crown.
Be friendly, sir.
Send upon the friend.
No be our maintaining crab.
Be our maintaining crab. You don't know.
In Sabeka.
In Sabeka.
So you pay your rear sin in an ocean a crab.
Unipa, unya riasi nana hirewonka.
Faso ben ubinya.
And this is where I want to speak to California, the United States of America. You never thought a fire will come that will sweep the whole of California down. You never thought.
Within 1 week,
70% of California is ashes.
Ashes
in 1 week. I want to remind you that the fire that is coming will not take a week to consume.
It shall not take a week to consume. The blazes of hell are hotter.
It is so amazing to me that nobody is talking about it. It's so amazing to me that Jesus is coming, but nobody talks about it. It's so amazing that the judgment of God is not a joke, but nobody talks about it. It's so amazing to me that, you know, the rapture is just by the corner, but nobody, including the church, talks about it. Because your preachers are looking for tithes and offerings. And I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, until you come to the cognizant fact and come to the emergent, you know, emergency of the moment or the urgency of the moment, I'm telling you that you are going nowhere. God is telling us something with the fires of California.
Oh,
the Hollywood stars, their mansions came down in 1 week.
Their cars,
it doesn't speak to you, it does to me. Bentleys are bent to ashes. Rolls Royce are bent to ashes. God is trying to tell us that car is nothing.
Today, car is nothing.
And you hear it.
Those of you who are so crazy about worldly desires and worldly stuff, you are crazy about your mansion at East Legon. You are so mad about your mansion at Airport Residential in Labonit. Hear the word of God. California mansion, Papa, far better than yours here in Ghana. The mansions in California are better than the ones in this place. And look at the way our people have become pride and proud and pompous, self-aggrandizing. Why? Because they have three houses. One at East Legon, one at Laboni Estates, and then one at your hometown. I know the prophets of Ghana, 80%, will tell you that you are prospering. God is with you. I am telling you, repent or you are on your way to hell. Repent! Repent or perish. I don't know any truth that I can tell you apart from truth. You can look for another place. Can tell you nice things. You are going to Canada. Reform my. You are going to Germany. You are going to Holland. I was hearing a young lady, a gospel musician on radio, and said that I just returned from Holland, and any gospel musician who want international exposure, I impact that. I know, and I'm saying, Jankwa siyasam,
no! That is no anointing! Don't misplace the things of God. The things of God are too sacred and too holy for you to be trampling and trivializing it. That ain't no anointing.
Baby, that ain't no anointing. Alcohol and but you call it an anointing. Ah, one more in your for Christ, so mura no crying qua umudi wa trendy, you know. Do you think it's an anointing to impart?
If there is an anointing to impart, it will be the anointing for the fear of God. If there is an anointing to impart, it will be the anointing for chastity, holiness, righteousness, sanctity. I'm talking to you. If there is an anointing to impart, it will be the wisdom of God. If there is an anointing to impart, it will be the anointing to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If there is an anointing to impart, it is anointed to raise the dead, to cast out devils. It will be the anointing to preach the gospel on the streets, in the markets. It will be the anointing to shamelessly present Jesus. It will be the anointing to stand in your office and tell them, hear the gospel, repent or perish. It will be that anointing to treat your wife well. It will be the anointing to treat your husband well. It will be the anointing to treat your children well. It will be the anointing, Jensen. Who knows? I'm imparting anointing for Holland. Some force Holland. Me the Holland here. Pray. You cry, you buno. Inias has he so. Cry, you buno. Kinga homame. Cry, me buno pa.
Nayendie.
Yet here.
Yamaya, you buono was.
Yamaya, you buono. Ewa he.
Ewa sro.
Ewa sro. Kinga, bro, for that same scripture. Look for, bro, for the mame. Emaya. Me boo, I was sorrow in Yasa and Seso. It to be China, a group, be a Yasa as he saw me buno. Tiena Minoka, may the Bible on a yerchima, Omo Pomon Fumu crew, may too many or more mobete. I will be here in Tessano. If I tell them whatever the Lord is saying, they will hear it. Let me send a message to Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. Let me send a message right now. I give you only 2 hours, she will hear it. It's not pride. It is the grace of God. The body of Christ have been without a voice for a long time. And so we are used to this silence. And so when somebody comes up and is
briskly speak in the heart of God. They say, who is this proud guy? Get ready, it's going to be hotter. Get ready, it's going to be vociferous. Get ready, it's going to be scintillating. Get ready, it's going to be belligerent. Get ready, it's going to be catatonic. Get ready, it's going to be cataclysmic. Get ready, it's going to be catastrophic. Praise the Lord. Cry a boo. Or my ye boo in yasis. Maya ye boo. I was sure. Me men were male. Give me a fun thing. D possibly. Huh? Me try was sure, Kruno. Quam on boning way. Bofuilella. Hallelujah. Care ball your she. Me shall so when so. Abanum way. Sanko. This is what I'm waiting for. If there is anything that I'm desperate for, this is it. Huh? Huh? Somebody come and help me. It goes like when my lemli, Abba no mwe zangwela, kwemo moni mwe bofu ilela, hallelujah, kebole yoshi misha o so mwe so Abba no mwe zangwela. When I made you, osulukro ni mu, heho na miti, osuru nsenku nyum, osulukro ni mu, yeah, Sunday school. Hallelujah, oh child, that's right. I'm waiting for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Osura Indiana, and I may change. Look at how the church is so crazy about America and we have forgotten about the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Look at the way they are so crazy about United Kingdom that they have forgotten to talk about heaven. They have forgotten to talk about heaven. We are looking for the kingdom that is coming. I'm looking for heaven. If there is something that desperately, as a man of God, I'm waiting for, as a child of God, I'm waiting for Jesus to say to me, come unto your father's rest, thou good and thou faithful servant. That's what I'm looking for. As for you getting a good job and getting a good husband and getting a good wife, those things are automatic. Matthew 6:33, but seek you first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these other things, you will pray for them, you will fast for them, you will go to Achia mountains, you will go to Ochianoma mountains, all these things, you will chase prophets, all these things will be added things to you. So I don't preach about the other things. You will never hear me talking about the other things. You will have a Mercedes. People have driven Mercedes and brought it here this morning. And they will tell you, after driving your Mercedes for 6 months, you will feel like I need another one. So, we don't give any emphasis to the other things. Because as for the other things, you have a Galaxy Note 8, you want a Note 9. The people have seen that void in you. And so, as I'm speaking to you, they are working on Note 10. Note 11, Note 12. Get your money ready to give to them. They are ready for you. There is a void in man that sex cannot fill. There is a void in every man that girls, I am talking to all the club boys. You better hear all the secular musicians of Ghana, whether it's hip life or it's pop life, it's Afrobeat, it's dance hall, whether it is high life, it is twisted high life, updated, upgraded high life. Get Chidamo. Today, many work, I'll be learning lessons from OCB's band. I will be learning some very prudential lessons. You are not richer than Osibisa was in their time. They died broke and sick. So dear, I'm telling you the heart of God. If I were you, I will learn lessons from those people. They went high. They died very low. There is a magician in this country. In the 80s, in the 70s. He was a very top magician. He traveled all around the world. He is a Fanti. He lives in the central region. If you go to look at where he lives right now, you will never believe that the guy traveled with Fela, the Nigerian musician. Everywhere Fela went into the world, he flew planes, business class, first class. But if you look at Nereya, the devil has nothing to offer anybody. That is why I want to tell all the stupid malams and foolish fetish people who come on our television and talk nonsense to this nation. Hear the word. You are nothing, malams and fetish, nothing to offer this nation. You have nothing to offer this nation. I'm telling you the heart of God. Say a good amen. Willie, you know, whilst we were reading all this, you opened some English. What was that?
But our citizenship is in heaven.
Oh, really? Our citizenship. So, me Ghana ni, oh, me heaven ni, mate. That's it. Say that again. They don't know the scripture. Go to where it is.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
Philippians chapter 3,
verse 20.
Verse 20. Our citizenship is in heaven and not on earth. Cry your tell you, to you, Eric and Lois, if your children grow up in a church like this, there is no way they will go wayward. No way! They can go wayward. I'm telling you, look there, Pastor the Papa. They cannot go wayward. Sunday school is telling them the heart of God, the way of God, the fear of God. They will grow to love Jesus and love God with all your hearts. I'm telling you, there is a lovely scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read it this morning. So you being even a Christian is a calling. It's a calling to be joking with it. It's a calling. You can't joke with that. It's a serious calling. Say amen. King amen to.
Ahobrasi adwene ne odwo nyinaa mu.
Ke.
Abodwo cherimu.
Ti.
Munkrokro mu ho mu odomu.
Sansase.
Enti afa me Awurade de duani.
Me Awurade de duani me tumu for kind enta
me
nko.
Me tumu for say mo nante say the fata fre out the
fre. Tumu for say nante nante ne e fata fra wo de afre.
Ah obrase adwene ne odwo nyinaa mu.
Ti.
Abodwo chire mu.
Ti twani ahantan em fata Kristo ni ti ne e kanu.
Munkrokro mo ho odomu.
Munkrokro mo ho odum.
Mo momode
fa. Susu ma wo hwini mo mmo. Susu ma wo hwini mo emmo. Susu chile wo ho susu tete wo ho nanche na samole di wo she free chim tiamie. Those people are not my class. Bibi how? Because your class is in the dirt, your class is in the dust, your class is in the ashes, your class is in Awudomi cemetery. Tiamie kinga ni tama kinga brofuka
momo modem fa asumdie homa nkura ho ho ba kwie mu
ose ye mfa de ya
momo modem fa asumdie homa
enya de
enkura honhom baako yemu ni pedua baako ne honhom baako.
The church will have to come to this place. Asofua eni asofu nanka sa church eni church nka. Even in the church, the one church, they don't talk, that person don't talk to that person. O se ye momo de fa sumdwe homa enkurekura ye hu ye hu yemu
honhom baako yemu ni pedua baako ne honhom baako
ni pedua baako ne honhom baako
sa de wa frɛ mo nso mo frɛ eni daso baako mu
ye ni daso ne ye baako.
Awurade baako.
Awurade baako.
Gidie baako.
Gidie baako.
Asubo baako.
Asubo baako.
Yen nyina Nyankopon ne agya baako.
Yen Nyankopon no. Wonya mienu. Tie. Yen Nyankopon no nya miensa. The God, the Father of all life and of all light, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning, is one.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 makes it clear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. One, not two. Chapter 5. And chapter 5, I will take you to Bible study. And that also, I'm inviting you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm inviting you on Tuesday evening to our non-denominational Bible study that starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. Come and enjoy the love and the goodness of God. Your life will never be the same again. King Amrofumimti.
I therefore, God, the prisoner of the Lord,
listen,
beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
You have been called to be a Christian. When we come to church, we don't only just get up in the morning as members of a particular ecclesia or denomination or, you know, a community and come and say, you know, we come here because we have been called by God. Never forget that if God does not call anybody, that person cannot come to him. And that is why the Bible says we have come to Mount Zion. Oh yeah, to the innumerable company of angels. We have come to the church of Jesus Christ. I think we should read that scripture. And it's Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read that particular one. And so that people will understand that the fact that you came into church doesn't mean you came into some kind of a religion or some kind of you came into some kind of religion or some kind of anybody, you know, who comes into the presence of God have come into a very serious and therefore this particular scripture should be one that you have seriously underlined. Hallelujah. Let me get it and then we are on our way. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read that. Verse number 22. Hebrews 12, 22. King Ambrose from number 2.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
Anybody who gets up on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, anytime you go to church, you enter into Mount Zion.
And unto the city of the living God.
You come to the city of the living God.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
You come to the heavenly Jerusalem.
And to the innumerable company
you
of angels.
You come to the innumerable company of angels.
To the general assembly.
You come to the general assembly.
And church of the firstborn.
You come to the church of the firstborn.
Which are written in heaven.
Which are written to you. Me pebebi ani atwiro me di anya Ghana Constitution book and our voters book. My name is in the book of life.
And to God the judge of all.
We come to God the judge of all.
And to the spirit of just men made
to
perfect.
To the spirit of just men made perfect. This is what happens when you come to church. So the question then becomes, how is it that demons are chasing you? Answer me! Aye den abefu nyao. There must be something faulty with your life. Anybody that is born again, there is no witch, not even Satan, can ever touch you. They cannot kill you. It's impossible. You cannot be killed by evil. The day you hear that Alomo Christophonyue, something is wrong with that life. By the time you hear them, the occultists have killed the Christian. Something is wrong. I'm telling you, my message is coming to an end. Let's go back to the other scripture. I want to tell you the heart of God, and then we close.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord,
read it quick.
Beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
Listen.
With all lowliness and meekness.
With all boldness and meekness.
With long suffering.
With long suffering.
Forbearing one another in love.
Sounds that to you.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
I want you to listen to it very attentively. That is why I'm asking him to start reading.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where you are called.
Listen to the heart of God. Read.
With all lowliness and meekness.
Oh, it is lowliness. With all lowliness and meekness.
With long suffering.
With long suffering.
Forbearing one another in love.
Forbearing with one another.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
Bring it down.
And endeavoring to keep.
Read it out.
There is one body.
There is one
and
body,
one spirit.
One spirit.
Even as ye are called in one hope of
you
your calling.
You have been called into one hope
of your calling.
Okay.
One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism.
One God and Father of all.
One God and Father of all.
Who is above all.
Who is above all.
And dear,
your Father is above unto any man. Your Father God is above ye tafubruku. Your Father God is above. Every kwasiya konfonwa. Sorry, I'm not good TV. So that TV is from kwasiya fonzoa. E komu diwa mwa womu pa konfuzigedi. Tia mwa
Musori anamudi akonfo egu TV so he can kwa si asam chira womei. Monte having two head, having two hair. Bada boson som yang kwa si asam. Ome pia we dia bosum we chi and yen yamufu frechi wama on haldoso. One pia gana. Ha! E komu timua se mupa konfisika entina munye ye. Pia! I'm telling you the heart of God. This morning I want to pray for this country and our economy. Stop giving us figures. The GDP growth, the macro, micro economy. Rather go on your knees if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray. If they will turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I'm telling our leaders. I'm telling from the Flagstaff House to all MCs, DCs, MCs, regional ministers. You are sent against God. Repent and you will prosper. Repent! Munya girls, no I'm gonna do a chi. And you forget that Sikani Aganeska. Mamadibe Skatu talk and Rosanum ni adia and all that. I'm a man conform with it. And look at Gota Kankai. Aye didn't I'm gonna bola and emini yemi. This morning I want us to pray for this country. But before we do so, take your Christian life very serious. Don't come here to come and waste your time. I'm telling you the heart of God. Take your Christian life very serious, because Jesus died a very painful death for you. I think by now you should be upping your game. Raise your game. And namely, a single girl and a billionaire married man comes to you and says, "Woba akumami." This is what is going on in the corporate environment. The banks, the TV stations, the radio stations, the actresses, the actors, the pageantry, Miss Ghana, Miss World. You see all these Miss Ghana, why? Unim juma ididio. Unim bra wa mo bra wa dem. Mi bisaw. Tianiye! Na Miss Ghana, nwa da kem, nwa di chua ayi, nensoni abone pampas. Because one more I am where you my doors. I never question that. So you don't ask me. So me and Pong. Young girl. Young girl. 21. Krawundi, your breasts have surged. Surge breasts. Your breasts in that tear with a sauce. Pastor, Papa. Never found home.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.